Am I live?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I live?
I guess so.
Am I on the air?
I guess so.
I can't tell. Ooh, this is going to be the problem.
Thank you for choosing Blog Talk Radio, the easiest way to create and share audio on the web. This tutorial will show you how to use your premium feature, OutDial Conferencing. This feature allows you to make outgoing calls directly from your studio interface. For demonstration purposes, the studio you will be viewing is preloaded with callers and other information. Your studio may not reflect the same. To open your studio, log into your host account and access your drop-down menu at the top right-hand corner of the page and click on the studio link. Your studio will open up in a new tab or window.
Oh, I guess we are live.
I guess so.
Oh, you know. Ladies and gentlemen.
Talk about a hiccup.
A hiccup indeed.
Yeah.
Welcome to a new show that we started called Absolute Truth. I'm your host, the Hot Rod, and this is...
Mr. Sean Black.
Yeah, we prefer to use stage name and now our real name, just in case people are out there looking for us to kill us.
Yes.
You know.
The Absolute Truth is better than the truth about our real identities.
Yes.
So that's the only thing we're not 100% truthful about.
True. And the point of the show is we're going to be discussing hot topics, current events, relationships, what's bothering us today. We will talk about everything on this show. That's the whole point of the show, is speaking nothing but the truth. The absolute truth, indeed.
Yes, and nothing but the truth.
So, and not, yeah, it's not like we can talk about absolute vodka or anything like that.
Of course.
You know. So, like I said, this is our first time trying this thing, so hopefully this thing is working out there.
Yes.
To our one listener that's out there right now.
Yeah, and hopefully you didn't get Hot Rod's credit card information, because it was live, but if it is, then...
Yeah. You could be a shocker.
It won't be much to purchase.
No, there's no money in there. And not like I'm drinking live on the show right now.
Of course
myself.
Not, because it's illegal.
Mm.
Well, not illegal, but...
No. It is wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
Inhumane.
Yes. Well, wow. I'm actually nervous about this.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that we can say that we do have radio backgrounds from when we were in college. We've known each other for over 20 years, so we do have some sort of background in doing this. The only question is trying to run this show and
yes.
keep it within the way that it's supposed to go. So if it doesn't go as smoothly as it should sound, forgive us. We're still
give us at least maybe two or three shows down the road.
Course.
We will have this thing down pat, and that's a guarantee. That's a Hot Rod guarantee.
Oh, of course.
You know, the point of the show is we all talk to each other about hot topics and everything, and you know, people like our opinions about certain things, and some people don't like what is on our mind. Especially me, because Sean Black knows, I really tell like it is.
Oh, of course.
I don't have a filter.
Yeah.
So if you have a problem with my comments or my opinions, later on in the next couple of shows, we will give you a number to call us, and feel free to express yourself.
Yeah.
Remember, this is for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah, so no, you can't take us any bets. You can't bet and do anything like that. So.
No. You could get upset with us, but that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, too damn bad.
Exactly.
Well, one of the things we'd like to talk about to you today is something that's been resurfacing on the network for a very long time now. Domestic violence is a very serious problem that a lot of people don't know about.
Yes.
Wow. Both men and females are victims of domestic violence.
Yeah, and the problem is that it's not just something that is one-sided like it used to be back in the 20s, 30s, or 40s. You used to listen to people complain about, well, it's something that's sheltered, something that you usually hear with the rich, where the male makes all the money, the woman stays home, she does all the cooking and the cleaning, and then if she doesn't keep the male happy, then it's a smack across the face. And that was accepted back then.
Yes, back then, but now we're in a new era, new society, all this other mumbo jumbo nonsense.
Don't tell me you're actually endorse this kind of nonsense.
To a certain degree, yes.
Oh, boy. Well, I, on the record, I don't endorse touching a female at all. The only way that you can get rid of any of these kinds of topics and any of these kinds of things is to be able to discuss them, talk about them, and come up with solutions. And a lot of people come from that mindset that violence solves things, when a lot of times it surely doesn't.
Well, people get that basically from TV or media a lot. Because we've seen it in the movies and TV shows all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, hey, sis, this person did it. Why not me?
Exactly. And I remember, well, this is going back, I might date myself, but this is back in the late 80s, early 90s.
He's like 64 years old.
Right, yeah. I'm 107 million years old. Basically, there was a TV movie that came on, I think it was on NBC, back in maybe early 90s. It had Judith Light, who, for those who remember the name, she was from Who's the Boss.
Yeah.
And she played a wife that was actually abusing her husband. Now, we're in the society that says, you know, how can a male be abused by a female? You know, if she raises up and does something, he can physically do anything. Physically, males are stronger than women, just body chemistry-wise and makeup-wise, as far as that. That's usually what happens.
True.
And the difference with this TV movie was that this was a married woman taking care of, I guess, her elderly mother, and he was a successful person, but he was of the ilk that he would try to let his wife do whatever, you know, to make anything to make her happy. She had an anger problem. She had a drinking problem. And what happened is they would get into arguments. He would get hit by her. He would not retaliate because he comes from the set of, I'm not going to abuse anybody. I'm not going to touch my woman. The problem with that was she would get increasingly more and more violent, to the point where he actually had marks on his face and he was explaining away certain things. And then it got to the point when he had to try and distance himself and get help. Nobody would believe him because
it's not common for a man to get hit by a woman.
And if most people are like, well, you've got this young woman is beating you up. You didn't go ahead and retaliate, knock her out, or whatever the case. And that became a talking point. When I was in school, we actually had to watch that movie and talk about it the next day. So things like this are a very pervasive argument to bring up when you're talking about domestic violence, because I'm pretty sure it's not just a one-sided deal anymore. You don't have guys beating up women, and women are beating up men, and now they're beating each other up. And then you have a couple of things that you have to consider based on that. One, how does that affect if there are any children in a relationship? How does that affect the children?
They get carried down from kids. Kids watch everything that adults do.
Yes.
So, hey, I see mommy hitting daddy. Mm-hmm. I guess it's right for me as a young woman, because, you know, my mother's my mentor or whatever.
And it's looked at as normal.
It's normal.
Yeah.
It's normal behavior, which is bad. But I want to describe to the viewers out there, our one viewer, maybe two now, the definition of domestic violence. It is a pattern of behavior used to establish power or control, like you were talking about in the story, over another person through fear and imitation, often including the threat of use of violence. Other terms including, there's different type of domestic violence that people don't know. There's battering, relationship abuse, spousal abuse, and family violence.
Yeah.
And the reason why I brought this up was I can never stop thinking about the Ray Rice video.
Yeah.
The most, that resurfaced everything about domestic violence. Okay, once again, man, woman, man, punch.
Yes.
His fiance at that time. Are they married now?
Yeah, they got married shortly after that.
Yeah. Which I will get to that later.
Yeah.
A man puncher. Okay, yes, we saw the video. But we don't know what led into that fight. Did he defend himself in that elevator? Or he just took it a different level? or the alcohol or drugs played into the role?
Yeah. Well, basically, from everything that I had read and looked at, and even though this is it's an older topic because it happened so many months ago, but it's something that's still a hot topic to talk about. So a lot of people still talk about that. I'm on the bus traveling around. You can still hear people talking about that, you know. Basically, what happened, just to kind of recap that situation, they were both at a bar at Atlantic City. They were gambling at the casino. They probably both imbibed on too much alcohol. And then what ended up happening is they got into some kind of an argument, physical altercation. It was on camera that they both were arguing and kind of hitting each other. So they both got in the elevator. His fiance hit him, I think it was once or twice, and then he retaliated by punching her in the face.
Okay.
And knocking her out. Now, there's always something to be said for a lot of people that you're going to defend yourself if you're getting attacked. The difference is Ray Rice is much bigger than his wife, the fiance at the time, much stronger. He's a running back.
Yeah.
He's used to running into 250, 300-pound linebackers and linemen running on the field. The question then becomes now, if you look at the situation and see what happens, how many women have looked at the situation and wondered, why is it that you had to wait until there was a video for somebody to react the way that they did? Because we had listened to what happened as far as that situation. We knew there was a video. No one saw it. The question
until
is,
TMZ got
a
hand
of it. Once TMZ got it, and they blasted it on the TV, and then ESPN, and then all of it, and then made national, international news, it was on the internet, it was everywhere. And the question I ask you, why do you think society, especially in this country, waited until they saw what happened, even though they knew that the video that we eventually did see was described by everybody, knowing what was going to happen?
Because there's a difference between hearing the story and seeing the story yourself. Yes, okay, Ray Rice was drunk. Okay, cool. But to see the actual visual of him being drunk or the knockout, like, it was really the knockout said it all.
Yeah.
It's one thing you punch the girl, all right, cool. To see her knocked out on the floor, like, wow.
Yeah.
I think that was spark of the whole debate.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's dragging her.
That was like, that made it even worse.
He's dragging her.
The elevator by her armpits like she was a bag of garbage. And I think that's what made it worse. Because no one is expecting you, okay, you knock this woman out in the elevator. You know there's people probably going to be around.
And you know there's cameras in the elevator.
Exactly. There's going to be cameras outside of the elevator. So then instead of just saying, well, oh, what did I do? He went, picked her up, nonchalantly dragged her out of the elevator and left her on the ground like she was a bag of newspapers. And then just kind of went about his business. And
I don't mean to laugh, but like
it makes you wonder what goes through the mind of somebody that actually would think. Yeah, like I said before, he was drunk, so I'm pretty sure in his mind he's probably thinking, okay, I just knocked her out. Let me at least try to help her get somewhere.
Sure,
get her out of the yellow.
I think his reaction to it kind of pissed people off.
Yeah, I think the whole incident pissed everybody off, but it was that added to the disgusting
insult to injury.
Exactly, you know. And none of us condones violence to anybody. And the sad part about the situation is that not just what happened, it was the way it was handled afterwards. Because
by the NFL or in general by everybody else?
By everyone included. And it was like the police knew what had happened. Apparently they interviewed Ray Rice. He explained to them what happened. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, who always has an iron fist on these kinds of judgment calls, he's like he's judge, jury, and executioner on pretty much everything, which is in and of itself its own story.
Roger Goodell is the NFL commissioner, just in case the people that don't know who he is.
Yeah, and the problem is that no one has. It's kind of sad to say that was the poster child incident of what domestic violence.
Because it's been going on for a long time in sports.
Exactly. And we've heard a ton of times. We know of so many athletes that have been in trouble with domestic violence.
But we never saw a video or proof of it.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
And I think that's the part that everybody looked at and say, okay, this is what it looks like. We've heard it. You can read it on paper. Such and such person.
You can see a picture of it.
Exactly.
Of the aftermath or a struggle. But to see a whole 2 minutes of like, wow.
Yeah. And that's the sad part, because then on top of that, it didn't look like anybody went to help. And when you look at those kinds of instances, and then you hear about the repeated over the years, we have heard millions of stories about athletes beating up their wives, beating up their girlfriends, having incidents that were violent that shouldn't have happened.
Okay, well, here's the question, and you know we all know the answer to it. Why do they stay?
Yeah, and that's an even harder part.
You know,
and
that's even worse than getting hit, to
be
honest.
See, what based on things that I know from people that I have met and have known that have gone through things like this, the situation seems to be that if you're in any relationship, and women in general, they are basically looked at from the time of puberty on, sometimes even younger. Guys are looking at a female, oh, I'm going to get into her drawers. I'm going to get into this.
Yeah.
And from that time on, women are constantly ogled and continue to be looked at as objects. So when a female is growing up in her formative years, when she's starting to learn about herself, when she's starting to learn what she likes, what she dislikes, you know, as she becomes to discover herself. As you get older, when you're looking into a relationship, you start to look and hope that the person that you are dating or you're interested in isn't crazy, doesn't have certain things, and you kind of, you know, settle to that point of this is a good person. Let me see how this goes. Oh, he's attractive. Oh, he looks like he's got his shoulders on. He's got his head on straight. Let's see what happens from there. And no matter what happens within that relationship, all of the excuses that happen when certain guys do certain things, whereas like with the Ray Rice thing, or I beat her up, or I did this, or I did that. When those kind of things happen, in a lot of instances we've seen, as you pointed out about staying in a relationship, where people stay, is because that's what they're used to.
Used to, but also could be for money.
Maybe.
But when you think about athletes, you and I, yes. We're average Joe. We're broke guys.
Yeah.
But for athletes like Ray Rice's wife,
yeah.
First thing that comes to my mind is money. She's not going to leave that money behind.
Mm.
You know, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure that's part of the reason. But
I'm sure there are a lot of people that think in that way, that because of the money that he is making, the supporting the both of them, maybe that has some sort of a factor in why she's staying. Maybe she
maybe she feels guilty.
Him.
Well, love is, I understand the love part, but I think she feels guilty, like she started a incident. Maybe if I kept my mouth shut or...
And that was the worst part about the situation. When the whole thing was done, and they did the press conference, that news press conference, she was victimized all over again, because she had to basically go on television and describe what she did, why is she staying, why is this an issue, and it's like the protocol for an abuse, they're going to do an interview, or they're going to do something very similar. The one thing that they're not supposed to do is do an interview with the person that is your alleged victim, or the alleged accused, the person that you're accusing of abusing you. That is stated you. That's not something that works, that's good. You have to keep that person. That's what you want to try to do, because you don't know what kind of intimidation factor might be. Let's say this is something that Ray Rice did repeatedly.
Yeah.
And then they do the press conference. The person that your abuser is actually doing the press conference with you? That doesn't make any sense.
Well,
and then she was subjected to so many different other people that were out there, and they were talking, well, why did she stay? She's this, she's that, all kinds of names. It was ridiculous.
Well, can you go through that experience and move on with your life?
You could, but it's very hard when you're in the public eye. If you're an athlete, you're a celebrity, if you're somebody in the business world.
Well, now she will always be known as Miss Rice, the beat-up wife.
Yeah. And that's the sad part.
And you got married after all this craziness is going on.
Yeah.
Are you trying to prove us wrong, or are you trying to show that love is still strong or something like that?
Yeah.
If that didn't happen, we still got married right away.
Yeah.
Is questions we may never, the answers we may never know to these questions, mm-hmm. but you can't help but ask yourself.
Yeah.
Because you know some people who've been through this domestic violence. I know.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. And people don't realize it's not all about physical abuse. Emotional abuse is probably the worst
yes.
type.
The physical stuff heals. It's
yeah.
the mental scars that happen. It's the tendency to not trust anybody anymore. You know, you get to the point where you feel everybody that you, let's say if you're in a relationship and you've been abused in the past, or you've been, you know, unfortunately, say, God forbid, you were raped, or you were physically attacked, or you were beat up, anything of that nature. It's very hard to trust anybody after that situation. And then when you find a good person, or what would be considered a good person
at that time,
at
yeah.
that time, then
people,
that person
people
maybe,
change.
People change. That person could be a complete jerk. But the ideal is that it's I'm going to get you before you get me. So you have a lot of situations where the woman may have been in a situation where she was abused and sabotages a good relationship because she thinks that the person that she's with is the next guy that's going to do her wrong.
Okay.
So a lot of these situations happen, and it continues on. And if they have children, they kind of sometimes pass that same mentality to their children.
And as always, the kids are the victims
exactly.
of everything.
Children will always find a way to take the blame of something and put it on themselves. They'll always find a way to say, oh, it was my fault. If I didn't do this, then mommy wouldn't have been beat up. If I did that, then daddy wouldn't do this. And it's sad, but that's the kind of, these are the kinds of things that happen during these relationships where there's domestic violence involved, physical, mental abuse. You know, there's abuse with people that take money out of the person's account.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
so intimidation, fear.
Exactly, yeah.
And not just relationship people, there's also work abuse.
Yeah.
Does that also connect it to bullying at the same time?
Part of it, I think so. And if you look at the way people consider bullying, like online bullying and that kind of thing, intimidation, people that deserve to get raises but don't because people that have power decide to hang it over them.
You hear that, boy? I'm not saying who.
Yeah.
I'm the same boy.
Yeah. But in all reality, there are a lot of people that are out there that go through abuse, and
there's some people that go through abuse and not even know
exactly
they've gone through abuse.
Yeah.
No, because I know you know people. I know people who've been through some type of abuse.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for the ladies overall, but once again, they're like the majority of the picture.
Yeah.
Who they complain they cannot find a good man.
Yeah.
But they experience rape. I know a woman who got raped.
Mm-hmm.
Her mind is screwed up.
Yes.
And like it's very hard, for her to trust any guy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she was raped bad. And I know another person who got physical abuse from because, you know, they got drunk, one argument led to another, and now basically they have their guard up now.
Yeah.
Which it also is a good sign and a bad sign if they're blocking the view of a good person.
Yes.
But they will never trust anyone else again.
Yeah. Or they won't even allow themselves to trust them anything again because of that.
Well, you cannot blame that person.
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
Yeah, they're protecting themselves so they don't get hurt again, which is something that is a normal human emotion. That's how you protect yourself going forward through life. The problem is that if you do that with everybody,
mm-hmm.
you will never really truly be happy unless the end game is I don't want to be with anybody. I'm just happy being independent and by myself. And there are a lot of women that actually are into that.
True, but you know what? There's so many toys you can use to entertain yourself and so many dates you could go through, you know, or so many people you could sleep with.
Yeah.
Eventually you will fall in love or start to like someone
yeah.
later down the road. So whatever you do meet Mr. Right or Miss Right.
Exactly.
And you cannot have that block is completely up, that guard up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to step back and like, you know what? Sean Black is a nice guy. Let me give him a chance. Rodney, he's an asshole, but let me give him a chance.
Yeah.
Who's Rodney?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, for example. Just because my name is Hot Rod, it doesn't mean it's Rodney. I just look at the situations, like, when I read some research behind it, it is very, very sad.
Yeah.
Especially when you have a 1 in 4 women experience domestic violence in her lifetime. 1 in 4.
Yeah, that's 25% of every woman that has walked the earth in this country. And you know it's even worse in the world outside of the United States, when there are a lot of religions, there are a lot of countries out there that actually condone this kind of behavior and make it, they haven't changed any laws that make it illegal. And there are some cultures where, quote unquote, disciplining your wife or disciplining your girlfriend is accepted. There's some cultures where if a female cheats on the husband, let's say, for instance, I'll throw out an extreme example. Let's say, I don't remember the actual country that does it, but I know that there was an example of a marriage that went bad. I think the husband wasn't treating the woman right. The woman cheated on the husband, and then it was found out, and she was stoned.
Stoned to death, yes, I didn't
know
it like that.
Those kinds of things are barbaric, archaic examples of the draconian laws that are out there, and these are the kinds of things that you have to worry about when you're looking at domestic violence. Is it worth it to even, for a lot of women, think that, especially in these cultures, it's not even worth speaking up for yourself. Because
you will
if
get
I speak up
that.
For myself, it's not going to work out. No one's going to believe me. The male is going to have all the power. And then you have more of the same thing happen. And then it gets worse because then you have to relive that same thing
over and over again. Oh, by the way, at least 3 million men in the United States experience domestic violence.
Yes.
It's not as high as women, but that's still a high number, 3 million men.
Yeah. Considering there's 300 million people in the United States.
So that's 10% right
that's
there.
That's a big percentage right there. No. And it's like, look, men get abused. That's the other side of the coin that no one really talks about. There are men, as from the example that I talked about 20 minutes ago, where there are some very high-strung, very negative women that feel either based on how they were raised, what they saw mom and dad do, whether it's maybe a chemical imbalance or something that they're going through that hasn't been treated, or just their own normal behavior, that it's all right to put your hands on a man. Now, and a lot of this is, I know of people that have done this where you've gotten into an argument or a fight, and then all of a sudden the female feels that because in this society, and I'm not saying this is always the case, but in this society, males are not supposed to touch females. No. So there are females that use that as the impetus to take advantage of the situation.
So there's an argument I have with a lot of females all the time. You're right, or what you just said. But if a woman go hit me, I need to defend myself. But what's the best method, best way to defend yourself when a woman's about to attack you? You know, me and my girlfriend got to a heavy argument about whatever. We're both drunk. She take a knife out, about to stab me.
Yeah.
So who's going down first? You or me? I'm sorry. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's the difference. If you're defending yourself, I think everybody would understand. I think most people would understand if you're in a relationship and you can't talk the person down, you can't restrain them by holding their arms and saying, like, calm down, relax.
But that alone, you're restraining, that could lead to, oh my God, he put his hand on me.
Yeah. But if you're trying to defend yourself from, let's say, you know, somebody is acting like Lizzie Borden is 40 whacks with a wet noodle, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds kinky.
Yeah. But if that's the case, and you're getting attacked, and you have to defend yourself. That's a different story from, you know, abuse. It's not like you're grabbing a beer bottle and cracking someone over the head because they just, you know, they called you a sucker. You know, you're defending yourself because somebody's really trying to kill you or do some kind of
or abusing you or a fight just happened.
Yes.
You know, like okay, I'm trying to restrain a girl down,
yeah.
but then you know she swing at me and I'm backing up, she keeps swinging.
Yes.
at some point, I got to pull Ray right and swing back.
And you, like I said before, if you're in the mode to defend yourself, you can almost say all bets are off to a degree.
To a degree, of course.
Because you're just trying to stop the incident from happening. The smartest thing to do is just to get away from the situation, if you can.
You can, but I know a situation. I've been through it myself when I try to walk away from an argument because I don't want to argue.
Yeah.
With a female, I'm not saying all females now. Most of my time, I will not say all females. Well, most females will come after the guy.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm trying to walk away.
Yes.
But you want to still keep pushing the button.
I've seen with my own eyes the same escalation that you just talked about, where I was trying to remember where I was. I think I was in Manhattan, hanging with a couple of friends.
You have friends?
Yes. Yes, I have friends.
Hey, you have something new every day.
Yes. And there was an argument, I believe, at a restaurant eating, and there was an argument in the restaurant. So they're arguing, and back and forth, they don't like each other, then blah, 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 well, you're not my boyfriend anymore, whatever they were yelling, screaming about. So he's like, no, don't worry about it, you know. And she got up and threw water at him. So instead of doing anything, he got up, towelled himself off, he grabbed his coat, walked outside the establishment. Now what happened was she got up and the patrons in the restaurant, including my friends who were listening to it, was like, you know, this is not going to end good. Because she got up and started yelling, well, that you're not supposed to get up and get away from me. You're going to hear what I'm saying, and cursing them out left and right. And then they go out into the outside, and you can hear them arguing from inside, doors closed.
Kids or adults?
These are adults.
Okay.
Like in their late 20s, early 30s. And they're just yelling and going at it. And then she decided to punch him in the back, and he's continuing to walk off. Now, I'm like, they disappeared. So we don't know what happened afterwards. But the thing is that there are a lot of instances where people let their anger get a hold of them, and they lose common sense and reasoning when it comes to trying to discuss a situation, as opposed to, look, I'm removing myself from the situation, mm-hmm. as opposed to being in it. What do I do to make sure that I don't end up on the 10 o'clock news for throwing somebody into the train tracks?
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
Okay, can we forgive and forget? Like, for example, May 2nd. We all know what May 2nd is.
Yeah.
The big Mayweather-Manny Pacquiao fight.
Yes.
For the non-boxers fans out there, for our two listeners.
Yes.
Mayweather had went to prison for domestic violence.
Yes.
And some people was arguing that he should not be in a fight because of that.
Mm.
My argument is about that, like, he did his time.
Yeah.
He did something wrong. Yes. We did a time. Can we just forgive and forget? Well, of course, we will not forget.
Yes.
But can we move on?
It could be if a lot of the comments that come from his mouth didn't sound like he hated women. There are a lot of times when he's done interviews where he comes across as a very boorish, outlandishly rude person.
Well,
we've heard tons of his comments.
He worth over $300 million. He
of course.
He could say anything that he wants.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? It's going to sell newspapers. It's going to sell whatever. People actually still read the newspaper.
Well, I'm not a good reader, but I can read better than him.
Oh,
I don't have $300 million.
Well, you know what? I wasn't going to go there, but everybody else is. So
you know what?
Yeah.
He make over $300 million.
Yeah. He's making, I forgot how much he's going to get for this fight. I know both parties, Pacquiao and Mayweather, are going to be making well over $100 million. And that's easy for us.
And there will be box, the pay-per-view off the chain.
The pay-per-view itself is going to be $100. Now,
which I can't afford, but you'd like to donate.
Of course.
I will give you the number later. But besides that, okay, Manny did it. Who can, well, for me, like, okay, what happened happens.
Yeah.
But why people want to bring him down?
Yeah. See, that, and you know what it is? The reason why I had a discussion with a friend of mine about this, is around the time when all of the he can't read stuff and all that stuff was going along on the internet. Basically, the reason why people don't feel sorry for Mayweather is, like I said before, he comes across as a jerk when he's in public talking about things. I'm pretty sure he's probably a cool person to hang with.
Mm-hmm.
He probably
maybe that's what the manager told him to do.
Maybe.
Go out there and just talk nonsense because we feed into that nonsense.
Exactly. And like you just said, nonsense.
Nonsense.
That's the thing. So
the media loves that type of crap.
And if you notice over the last, I would probably say the last month or so, he's come across as much more homely, much more approachable. He doesn't seem like the angry guy that everybody looks at him as. And I think that's a real purposeful, concerted effort on his part, on his side, because you got to build a, people want to see a good guy and a villain. And I think Pacquiao, first of all, my whole point is I'm rooting for Pacquiao. I just love Pacquiao. I don't know if he's going to win, but I think he can win based on the way
he can win. That's the thing. He can win.
Whether he will win is a different story. But the thing is that people, when it comes to a big payday, a big fight, you have to have genuine hype. You got to have somebody that you really like, or you got to have somebody that you really hate. Or, preferably, you like to have both.
And then
let them go in and beat the crap out of
you. Well, you always have that one person on there's always somebody who want to bring up dirty laundry.
Exactly. And then that's when the domestic violence stuff comes in.
You know, like, nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
But why bring that past up? Like, talk about someone's past. Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Robert Givens.
Yes.
Who cannot forget about that?
Exactly.
Well, that's for us old people, but back then,
yeah.
It was real serious.
Yes, very.
And she stayed for a while.
Yeah. And
I'll never forget, she did a Bob Waters interview
on
2020.
Oh, of course.
Denying everything, like how much she loved Mike.
Yes.
But deep down, you know, she probably hates the guy with a passion. So my question is, does athletes have a major link with domestic violence?
I wouldn't say a major link. I think that based on what I've seen, I think that it goes hand in hand because you don't have as many filters as a normal person would have. So you're much more liable to just let everything go.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect example. Regular Joe Schmo that lives in the area, $35,000, $40,000 a year salary, has a car.
The 30 part, not the 50.
But, you know, they have a car, they maybe have a child or two, they have a wife, they have bills they have to pay, that kind of thing. You don't have the inhibitions. You have many more inhibitions to keep you in check based on society. You don't want to lose what little of the American dream, quote unquote, you have. You know, if you get arrested, you can lose your kids.
Yeah.
Beat up your wife, you can lose your kids. You can lose your job. That kind of thing.
Well, a rich person or athlete or whatever, a celebrity.
Especially if they're sitting on $55 million, $100 million. Imagine tomorrow we hear Denzel Washington got arrested for cracking his wife over the head with a beer bottle. Because of some argument.
People will have heart attacks.
First of all, women would be jumping off of roofs and jumping off of balconies and like, oh my God, Denzel. But my point being, it's much more of a deal. If you look at the way that things go, in the sense that there are more checks and balances for quote-unquote normal people, to quote-unquote stay in check. And that's the reason why a lot of these domestic violence things, they stay in the dark. You don't
because nobody don't care about Joe Smoke.
Yeah, and then they don't bring it out because who cares? And if it is, it's the ideal is, and this is a very old argument, that whatever happens in your home stays in your home. Nobody wants to hear about your personal business if you discipline your
home. Well, why I don't care about Sean Black business? Because he's a nobody compared to Floyd Mayweather.
Exactly. Now,
you know, it's the same situation, technically speaking.
I'm Sean Black, but if I was Sean Penn, who's got $40 million and he's dating Charlize Theron and she's making movies.
And he has a movie out right now.
Exactly. If let's say you find out that Sean Penn, when he was married to Madonna, was beating her senseless on a regular basis, that would be a completely bigger story.
Of course, because I'm a Madonna fan back then.
Yeah, and that's the sad part. It's kind of like when celebrities get into these domestic violence things, up until recently, it was almost accepted. Because when you look at how these celebrities are looked at, the thing was, it's not necessarily the right thing to do, but, oh, they're celebrities. That's what celebrities do. They do this stuff. They'll pay somebody to, you know, keep it hush. The same thing with politicians. You hear about politicians going through this kind of, that maybe not necessarily domestic violence, but you definitely hear about cheating and
of course,
all
they abuse
kinds
us.
Of scandals. They do, yeah, they
politicians abuse us big
yes,
time.
Yeah, politicians abuse everybody. They abuse their own grandmothers.
Well, that's another topic for
another
day.
Yeah, that's another show.
That's a two-hour show.
But if you look at the if you look at the way that domestic violence and just in general how it's looked at, it seems to be rich folks get away with it much more so than the normal guy. When you hear about the normal guy that went out and flipped out and killed his kids, killed his wife because she cheated on him, or it was a perceived slight, then it's like, wow, what a tragedy. We never saw it coming. But the thing was, you never saw it coming. There were signs. When you saw the woman walking out with the, she had a scrape on her arm. Oh, that's okay. I was cutting grass outside. And then 2 weeks later, you see her with a black eye. Little Junior was throwing his Xbox in the air and it hit me in the face.
Man, I was whipping Little Junior's ass.
And then, you know, weeks later, you all of a sudden, she got a broken arm. No, I tripped over the kid's toy and I fell down the stairs. And making excuses over and over and over again. And we've seen and heard these kinds of arguments on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that you look at. I don't know if you can either explain it away or you can go ahead and say, well, you know what? The signs were there. And then all of a sudden, two years later, he lived with us all this time. I never knew he was that kind of person.
Oh, my gosh.
He's flipped out. I can't believe it.
We have 10 minutes left. What is the best way, in your opinion, to handle these type of situations?
Well, first of all, you have to find a particular truth and stick with it from the sense that if you know you don't want to get abused, there are ways to get out. The one thing you have to be able to do is try and find the right help to get out of the situation. And you know, you hear Dr. Phil and all the others talk about you have to be able to get yourself out of the situation safely.
But it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. Notice I put the emphasis on safely, because there's some instances where that's not the case. I have a friend of mine who has a female friend who is in a relationship, and she wasn't happy in the relationship. So what happens is that she doesn't want to be in the relationship, and they have children together, but they don't know how to get away from it. So it's kind of like you're stuck for the situation. You're staying for the kids.
Yeah.
But at the same time, one, you're not happy. Two, you don't know what's going to happen between you and the husband, or you know. And then you also are trying your best to make sure that you don't escalate any situation any further.
True.
So those are the kinds of things that happen when you are in a relationship that you have to look for. If you're trying to find some kind of solutions, there are tons and tons of resources that are out there. I know Dr. Phil's wife has, I believe, an app that allows you to help yourself in case you're in situations along those lines. There are various, you know, numbers to call. There's other situations.
And there's always a friend to talk to. There's always there's always somebody to talk to. There's always some type of help.
Yeah.
You know,
cold words that you can tell a friend, like, let's say, well, I'm going to go to my friend, and Jane will know that if I'm in a situation where I'm messed up or I can't get out by just telling you, my cold word is I'll call you and tell you such and such. Yeah. And if I call and tell you such and such, call the cops, call somebody to help me get out of the situation. And it may help. I hope it does help, because there are a lot of women out there, very good, hardworking, beautiful women that are torn down from the inside out that can't get out of the situation. And you kind of hate to see that, because there are really nice guys out there looking for good women. And the...
What nice guys, by the way.
Yes. And the problem is that in these situations, a lot of women, they don't know what good is anymore. because of all they've used to seeing is bad getting bad. Beat up.
They've seen it. They heard it from other people.
Oh, he's full of garbage. He's full of crap. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just one of those guys. Mm-hmm. He's just another player. He's just another dog. He's one of those kind
not,
of...
Not all men are dogs. Not all men are domestic. You know, there's good people and there's bad people overall.
Yeah.
Like I said, go to the website, go get help, go talk to somebody. There's always someone to talk to. Talk to us. Well, talk to Sean Black. I'm busy. Well, I'm a busy man.
Of course, you know. Yes.
Very
busy man at the cookie factory.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, talk about cookies. That's your empire. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, I have not seen it yet, and I just keep hearing about it. It's like, you know, it's like chocolate-covered goodness.
Yeah.
That's all I keep hearing about.
To me, it's just nonsense.
No.
And there's domestic violence in that, too.
Oh, of course.
There's violence everywhere, but there's ways to solve it. Wow. I think we did okay for a first tryout.
Yeah.
We got 6 minutes left.
Six? Now that went really quick.
Yeah. Oh, that's what she said.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Yeah,
final thoughts?
I think when it comes to certain topics, like I said before, there are women, there are very good women that are out there that are very, very, there's some God-fearing women. There's some really nice women, down-to-earth women that are out there. Mm-hmm. And all they're looking for is a guy that will not beat on them, that won't cheat them out of their money, that will not disrespect them, that are down-to-earth, generally good men. And the problem is that when you see all of the instances of domestic violence and the way women get treated by certain men,
mm-hmm.
it takes a toll on their soul. That's what
yeah.
I call it. Because when you go ahead and do certain things that are out there, they lose a piece of them every time something new damages them and hurts them. And it keeps them from wanting to raise up past their pain and do something positive to make them happy, especially if they have children.
But they do it for the children.
Yeah.
They try to stay together for the children.
And that's sometimes
and that's like the biggest
wrong,
sacrifice they do.
Yeah, and a lot of times that's the wrong situation.
True, but like, I understand, but I also could relate to that doing it for the children.
Yes.
Like, I would do anything for my son.
Yes.
I know he's over 1 year old son, but I don't know how many months he is. That's not my job.
Oh.
I'm like, of course, me and the baby mama drama, we have our conflicts. But, you know, we're working it out between us. Well, you know, we do, like, love each other. And I told everyone, no matter what happened to us, I'm there for my son because I love my son.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't want my son to see the ugly side of us.
Yeah.
But like you said earlier, children pick up everything.
Yeah.
You know, so I will never hit the baby mama drama.
Mm.
Even though there's these times I want to. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
She's probably our only listener right now.
Yeah, say it one more time.
That's why I would never go mention a name. Just in case.
For your sake, it's probably the best.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, God forbid one of her friends could start call.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, Ryder talking nonsense about you again.
Yes.
So, oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? This has been very fun for a first tryout.
Yes, it is.
I want to do some more of this. I promise you we'll be a lot more organized. More, at least some type of music.
Yes.
We do have a third partner. She's not available today because it's not going to be a guy talk. We will have females on the show also.
Yes.
Well, trust me, I'd rather have females than a guy.
Oh,
nothing personal.
Oh,
you know? Come on.
I understand.
I love vagina. I mean, I love females.
Yeah,
you know?
I understand.
Well, I'm your host, the High Rod with
Sean Black.
Thank you for listening to that one or two listeners out there.
Yes.
Tune in next week.
We'll continue to talk about the absolute
truth. Yeah. Yeah, and where we tell like it is. God willing, see you next week. Have a good weekend.
And of course, the pleasure
was all yours. Yeah, end the episode.